producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing great in your nooks and crannies. Right at the top of the show, boy, aren't we lucky. It's like when you go double Dutch or something like that, or you double dip. From Talk Media News, not only do we have Ellen Ratner, but we also have Bob Ney joining us. Hey, gang, how are you?
You got both of us. Wow.
How are you?
I love it. To have both of you on the air at the same time actually is fabulous. So let me ask you both this. We follow, read the tea leaves, look at the polls, and people constantly fill the mailbag or the magpie with what's the latest thing that's happening. And it looks like Ted Cruz is gaining some steam on the Republican side. So Ellen, first you. Are you surprised by that or nah?
I am actually kind of surprised by it, but Bob Ney knows all these characters, so I'm going to let him weigh in.
What do you think, Bob?
I think it's a bump. It's a temporary bump. And with Cruz on the national, you know, he's ahead by a small margin, but I really do believe it's a temporary bump. Now, I'm not saying he's not competitive, but I think Trump will come back. Trump's going to run all over him in Nevada, and Trump is going to win South Carolina. So I just think on a national basis, this is in flux. Republicans aren't sure where they're going to go yet. I mean, we still do have, what, you know, about, well, I say five in a race because Jeb Bush, you know, lost the day he entered. So I say it's five.
He's got 1% in Nevada, by the way.
Yes, one. One. Wow. With all my troubles, I could take 1%.
Well, I still think you should run. If you run, I will jump in and help you with your campaign.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of us that think he ought to run for Congress again.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think he should, absolutely.
All right, so I think it's a bump.
A bump, okay. So how about Hillary Clinton? The South loves Hillary Clinton and Bernie has no chance and it starts in South Carolina or what? Ellen, what do you think?
Well, I actually think that she will do pretty well in South Carolina, not as well as she wanted to, but I think in Nevada she might lose.
Ooh, okay, so how about you, Bob?
I think she's going to lose Nevada. And here's a numbers thing about South Carolina I wanted to point out. She was big time ahead. I mean, like, you know, blow it out ahead. But in my opinion, if Bernie Sanders loses by, let's say, 13 points, it is full steam ahead. That's not a loss for Hillary Clinton, but it is a setback. She should, by all rights, I think probably, you know, beating by at least 21 or so. But if he's around, let's say 13, 14, it's going to give him some steam.
Mm.
In Nevada, he's going to win. He's going to win Nevada.
Mm. So does it come down to the wire on the Democratic side of things and the Republican side of things, Ellen?
I think we'll know better after the two Super Tuesdays, but I think that, to me, I just would be very surprised, and I'd be interested in what former Congressman Ney says. I think that it's a complete deal for Donald Trump. I really do.
What do you think?
Kate, we've talked for months now on your show. This is the most unusual time. And I told people, as you can remember, months ago, Donald Trump is not a flash in the pan. All my friends said, you're nuts. I said, he's not. Bernie Sanders, they didn't even know who he was. Well, guess what? We saw the crowds coming. So this is an extremely unique time. But I still think Trump continues to hold that edge. He's just going to continue to hold some type of edge into the convention.
One of the things, Ellen, that Bob and I have talked about is Jeb Bush and how he continues to hang in, but yet he doesn't get any bumps in the polls. His brother, the former president, even comes out and stumps for him a little bit in South Carolina. Do you think he just goes all the way no matter what? He's just going to be obstinate about it and hang all the way?
I think he's got enough money that he can go all the way, and Bob Ney would know better than me, but those donors must be not happy chickens.
Yeah, and look, his donors are business people, you know, and like the Koch brothers aren't even in this. They don't know who to buy each other for Christmas for a presidency. So they're not even in the thing. But here's what I think. I'm starting a Facebook page, and it's going to be Karl Rove, please free Jeb Bush.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
Jeb Bush is only in this because I swear I think that, you know, the Rove types and the old Bush types are just saying, come on, hang in there. Eventually Donald Trump falls. I think he's out after Nevada.
Out after Nevada, wow.
And the other interesting thing that I'd be curious to hear both of you on is, you know, the millennials, Hillary Clinton really thought that she would get a lot of the young people. But the millennials, some who are 18, will be voting for the first time. They weren't even born when Bill Clinton was elected president.
Yeah, and they're interested in Bernie Sanders. Clearly, you see that on the college campuses. But beyond the college campuses, I think he gets that majority of the millennials. Absolutely. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, this isn't scientific, but I seriously, for the last 5 months, wherever I go, playing the fitness or wherever I go, if I see somebody about, you know, 26 years old, I ask them, I said, okay, Sanders or Clinton, 9 out of 10, It's Sanders. I don't care where I go. If I go into a grocery store, I ask them. I did last night at the grocery store. So it's not scientific, but it's just everywhere.
Yeah, I have a lot of the unscientific polls, and that's exactly what they tell me, the same thing, too. All right, let me ask you both about this big news. Obviously, you noticed over the weekend with Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia dying, and now the president, what happens next? And there's been a lot of conversation about that. What do you think, Ellen?
Well, I think the president should nominate somebody.
And you think he will?
Oh, I know he will, but I think he should.
Yeah. What do you think, Bob? I mean, as far as, look, you have everybody, I shouldn't say you have everybody, but you have Mitch McConnell and you have a lot of senators, Republican senators saying, oh, we're not going to, we'll block that no matter who it is, basically. Is there any way anybody gets through?
Well, I'm going to make a prediction here. First of all, Mitch McConnell is a relic. In the Republican Party, he's a relic. Everybody knows it. Everybody says it. They just won't say it out like I am. And Mitch McConnell made the dumbest political move a human being could ever make. Publicly said, well, two things. Mr. President, don't nominate. And number two, we're going to turn down anybody. I'm seeing them backtrack already. Look, you got Rob Portman run for the Senate. You've got these seats up. Don't think, especially if the president appoints somebody, you know, that's really cool. I mean, you know, there's an Indian American potentially. There's an African American judge. There's a lot of really good potential candidates. And I think there could be such a furor if they just say, well, we're not going to, you know, do anything. Look, this is a big boy, big girl Congress. You know, Mitch McConnell can bring it up for a vote, and if they don't like it, turn the person down. I mean, the president is completely right on this, and a lot of Republicans are going to start to cave because Mitch McConnell is now really not following the spirit of the system at all.
All right, so that's a perfect place for this to end. 855-266-5283. What do you think, America? Ellen Ratner and Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. Wow, powerful twosome. Thank you so much for both joining me. Thanks. That was great. How about that? So we get two for the price of one. Got to love it. And so you heard what Bob said there, that, you know, that this is a Mitch McConnell is not the Mitch McConnell with the power base that he used to have. And let's see what happens. I do agree that there will be a nominee, but I don't think that nominee gets through. Speaking of Scalia, we're talking to somebody who had a brush with Scalia next here on America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
And it's strange to watch the things we had all fade away. It all seems so certain. It all seems so permanent. And I'm sure no one else suspected anything was wrong. It all seems so perfect. A house is built on good intentions. Promise not to see.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I think he's in our virtual green room. Michael Daugherty is a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. We love him on the show. We always get good stuff from Michael. There's no question about it. And here's a cool thing about Michael that I didn't know. He had a brush with Justice Antonin Scalia, in fact, in a classroom. So how cool is that? Michael, thanks for hanging late with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, good to be here in the virtual green room. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about Scalia and the fact that you were briefly his student.
Well, he's very active in the Federalist Society, and I'm a member of the Federalist Society, and every 2 years he teaches a course on the separation of powers. So I was in his 2013 class in Park City, Utah, front and center in the front row, because I had to get there early and really encounter the guy. Boy, am I glad I did. He's an amazing presence and a brilliant, brilliant guy, which I think you hear so much from people across the entire political spectrum that have had any time to talk to him.
Wow, and so there you were, and you were in that situation, and what was it like to learn from him, to hear from him?
Well, you know, remarkably, he's not about fame or celebrity, so actually I'd say very grounded and serious right off the bat, because when you go there, you have homework you have before you get there, and actually, because he's teaching, you do not want to not be prepared. And so I was reading all these cases and all these dissents, and that's when you get such a great feel for him, because he is so smart, and with, I say he's got the genius's impatience and the genius's wit. And I was remember flying across country reading these dissents and laughing out loud because he's just so sharp in his frustration or his condescension or his disagreement. And several times laughing out loud over the flight, finally the guy next to me said, "Are you reading a comedy?" And I said, "No, I'm reading Scalia." And he's just so funny. And he really, really was. He had that spontaneity. So it was just, it was challenging and exciting and, but you know, also just really grounding, if that makes any sense. Because he wasn't about himself. I mean, he just was very brilliant, but also really, it was about the separation of powers, that class was. And he's very serious about the Constitution and what it is. And very important to him that he open himself up to as many people as possible so that they can understand it. I mean, that was such a passion of his.
Yeah. When you heard of his passing, it's, I mean, of course, it hits everyone differently. It had to be a little bit shocking, though, right? That's how I felt when
I actually clicked on Drudge as I, like, do, like, some addict on my iPad, and the words just, like, pierced my eyeballs. And I was like, you know, you just, obviously, I'm so fortunate because also, I mean, when in the Federalist Society, he was always a keynote speaker and very often at cocktail receptions and very easy to talk to. But then also, he looks so fortunate. I'm just, you know, I'm not a lawyer. And to have been able to understand so much of the Constitution through him and the separation of powers is an amazing thing. And one of the things I asked him about, and I hearken right back to this when I remember that he when I learned he passed away, was I was pondering a case of mine going to the Supreme Court, and he said, "You know, Mike, the Supreme Court has not been purposed with you know, correcting errors of lower courts in over a century." He says, "I cannot tell you the number of times," and he licked his finger and he acted like he was flipping pages through a book, and he said, "looking over cases and thinking, oh my gosh, they screwed that one up, but that doesn't mean it got to the court and to the Supreme Court." And it was, you know, what a amazing way to learn how to decide what the purpose of the court was and what the best strategy was in litigation. I'm just the fortunate few, one of the fortunate few.
You are one of the fortunate few. And to get to be able to see him in even that light, like you say, he wasn't about seeking celebrity. You got to really hear his passion and how, and actually his passion for the law and the interpretation of it and whatnot. And then his sense of humor. I've heard that from other people that knew him as well, that he was really actually a pretty funny guy and a big family guy.
Constant, I mean, sharp wit. Look, you know, a full of life. You talk about a man of full. He was a man very comfortable in his relationship with God and the church. Very evolved in that, unapologetic. Same with the law. He did not just, you know, it was his brilliance that sort of, and his commitment and passion that made him impatient and sometimes biting. And I say he has that sometimes, you know, genius gruffness, because he just is so caring, but never in the sense of full of himself. And that's what you could always sense, because he was just so approachable and probably put off by the fact if he was pedestaled. I mean, that was not to him at all. And so that is why he was so anxious to, be at cocktail receptions and speak at the Federalist Society and speak in events and be involved in law schools all over. Very, very, very active justice. One of the probably the most active ever, all over the world, and welcoming challenges. Most people that put their, I guess, are perceived to be somewhat strong-willed or opinionated or have a strong message might shy away from the debate, and he absolutely embraced it.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree with that. What do you think he'll most be remembered for?
I actually think his brilliance and his writing instructed justices, regardless of their ideals or their point of view across the board on how to think more as a justice. And I think his impact really will be how he kept everyone on their toes and shaped the way the Supreme Court actually thought and decided things. And I don't think that impact is going to leave because his writings and his style are there for generations to come. He's going to be one of the few legends and famous justices. And it's exciting in a way because he's just and so awesome. I feel so fortunate that I was really sort of like touched by his wisdom.
Yeah, I think it's extraordinary. It's wonderful that you got to see him in a different side of his life too, really, and where he could, as we just said, show even more of his passion. Michael Daugherty, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate that. And again, he's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. Catch him there. He's got a great book. He's the author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government Surveillance and Overreach into Cybersecurity, Medicine, and Small Business. It's an awesome read. You need to get it. Michael, thank you.
All right. Take care. See you.
So you heard what Michael had to say about, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who will lie at the Supreme Court on Friday. The funeral is going to be held at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. The tradition is, and this goes back to 1873, that Scalia's Supreme Court chair and bench were draped with black and wool crepe. The court has also placed a black drapery over the courtroom doors. The last justice to have this happen, in other words, die while serving on the Supreme Court, was Chief Justice William Rehnquist, and you have to go back to 2005 for that. There's no doubt that Scalia leaves a legacy, perhaps the most influential conservative jurist of his generation. He was a devout Catholic. So that's why the National Shrine is hosting his funeral. It's the largest Roman Catholic church in North America. Pope Francis canonized a saint at the church during his U.S. visit this past fall, if you remember that. And if you just haven't heard this, Scalia found dead on Saturday at a ranch in West Texas, in Marfa, Texas, dead at the age of 79. Stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nathan Reeder, you are a genius. The technical director, the music maestro. He picks the hits. I guarantee no one knows who that is. We'll have to figure it out. Kind of sounds like a familiar voice. If you think you know the answer, you can send it to me. Kate Delaney at AmericaTonight.net. Just go to AmericaTonight.net, and that's where you can check in with us. If you want to weigh in on Scalia, you can certainly do that. Great stuff from Michael Dougherty, who saw him in a different light, where, you know, he was passionate about what he was teaching, and he was part of that federal society. And as he said, it was interesting to watch the way he dealt with people and his humor and all that sort of thing. And then what legacy is left behind with Scalia, and definitely a family guy. Nine kids. There was somebody down the street from me that had 14 kids. I don't know if I've ever told the story on the air. And I was just mesmerized by that. I just thought that was the coolest thing, that there were 14 kids in this family. And it was the Beach family. And I can remember my mom would say, "You can't go over there. They've got too many mouths to feed." You know, they'd invite me over. "Come on over for breakfast on, you know, Saturday." And finally she let me go, and I thought it was just the wildest thing. It's like being on an assembly line. They're making pancakes and waffles, and just a big Catholic family. You know, they had just tons of kids. So Scalia, that's the deal. Nine kids and tons of grandchildren, too, that obviously he leaves behind. I think there's going to be a lot of people paying their respects. Then the big question becomes what we talked about in the beginning. Somebody gets nominated, the president nominates somebody, but for that spot, but will they really appoint somebody? And I think it'll be I think it'll be blocked unless there's somehow, some way. It's a justice that is palatable, but I don't think that in this election year especially. You have two Republican senators who would have a vote who are running for the office of the presidency. I don't see it. I don't see that happening. All right, this segment, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. I kind of liken it to a grab bag. I say America Tonight is really the buzz in the backyard. And politically speaking, it's about the campaign trail and the justice's death and what happens there in that tug of war. Also, what's happening in China. Then there's the announcement that the president is going to Cuba next month. That's a big deal because of now what's happened with Cuba and the relaxation of what was, you know, we're not letting people go to Cuba unless they're a journalist, etc. And there's that argument about the embargo. So he's going to visit Cuba. That is definitely a historic trip, needless to say. There'll be massive media there. You can remember, though, that President Jimmy Carter traveled to Cuba in 2002, but that was 20 years after he was out of office. He also went back in 2011. Check this out. This is just a slice of history. The last and only sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba was Calvin Coolidge. So let that sink in for a second. Calvin Coolidge, 1928. And he was there to be a part of the 6th Annual International Conference of American States in Havana. Wow. And life there is like you turn back the clock. And think about this. You had the U.S. contractor, Alan Gross, and I've seen interviews with him, and we're trying to get him on America Tonight. Listening to him is fascinating. But this is 15 months following the president's pledge with Raul Castro to reopen diplomatic channels and that prisoner exchange, the release of that included the release of Alan Gross in 2014, in December of 2014. So this is interesting to see how these lanes open up, needless to say. And as far as Cuban Americans go, you've got two sides to this. There's a very conservative bent of Cuban Americans in Florida who are just sickened by what's happened because of what they've endured and the outrage over the Castro brothers. And then there's others who love the fact that the lanes open and think it will actually help the people there. Has much changed? It doesn't look like it. You know, still the internet is not available. There's so many elements to normal life that we just is a nothing burger to all of us that, of course, they don't have in Cuba because it's not a democracy by any stretch of the imagination. And how much is it going to change for those people? I mean, there's your big question. And that's part of the reason why so many Cuban Americans, after what they endured, are furious over now this relaxation. They don't think it's the right thing to do, and then others do. So it just depends. By the way, this is huge, and I said it at the beginning. In the polls now, you've got Cruz, one of the polls anyway, you got Cruz on top of Trump and, of course, Rubio. And this is the surprise NBC Wall Street Journal poll. You've got Cruz, the first choice, 28%. And this is of Republican primary voters. But closely, Trump, 26%, Marco Rubio, 17%, Kasich, the governor of Ohio, 11%, Ben Carson at 10%, and Jeb Bush, 4%. I mean, what do you do with that 4%? Jeb Bush just does not resonate at all. Here would be the most shocking thing that could happen in this campaign. If Jeb Bush actually won a primary, I mean, it must just kill his family when you think of the background of the Bushes to see what's happening with Jeb. He gets absolutely no love in the polls and certainly not enough in the primaries. And then you have this. You have a crowd booing Nikki Haley at a rally, the governor of South Carolina, who once was like on a short list of potential running mates, maybe for one of the Republicans, you know, to be the undercard, to be the VP, and now she is getting booed. She was booed at a Trump rally, and it didn't used to be that way, but that's what happened. And, you know, he's out there stumping, and Donald Trump, you know, slammed South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as weak on immigration at a rally. And when Trump mentioned Haley's name, supporters booed the governor. And this was hours after she threw pretty much whatever weight or support she has behind Marco Rubio. It's interesting because it didn't seem like she was going the way of the Trump. So Trump said, Nikki Haley gave a speech a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. First of all, she's very weak on illegal immigration. And he kept saying it, very weak, very, very weak. She's very weak on illegal immigration. We could have counted the amount of times that she's very weak. That could be a campaign ad in itself, an anti-Nikki Haley campaign. So, yeah. And a lot of people are ripping her for her endorsement of Rubio, because is there some weight to Nikki Haley? And as I mentioned, used to be in the Republican Party, was absolutely considered somebody on a short list to be a VP candidate, but now because of a couple of different things that have happened in South Carolina, she's come down a few notches. She has some supporters, for sure, but she has a lot of detractors that she didn't seem to have before. She seemed to be sort of above all of that, if that makes any sense. She sort of was in that lucky category of, not too much criticism. Not too much. No. Mm-mm. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag, because once again, tons of mail on everything from Scalia, a little bit more on that, to other interesting issues in Washington and what's happening on the campaign trail, and Cruz seizing the day, getting a lot of the evangelical support, and that's starting to help him. How much of a difference does it make down the stretch? That is the key. By the way, since I threw out the other poll, the CNN poll for Nevada shows that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are in a dead heat. It's too close to call. I mean, this is just a poll, but a lot of times when these polls are super close, that means when you get to the actual primary, it's going to be the same thing. So in a survey of likely Democratic caucus goers, the Secretary of State, the former one, has a one-point lead over Bernie Sanders, 48-47. And then you think with the margin of error, wow. So the outcome of Saturday's Nevada Democratic caucus could really be in the hands of perhaps the undecideds. I mean, 75% of voters have either made up their mind or are leaning toward a candidate, but that still leaves that one quarter left trying to decide who they want to vote for. And when it's that close, that, you know, stranger things have happened, Bernie Sanders could pull that off. He could win in the desert. It's like a desert. I lived in Nevada. I lived in Las Vegas for 2 years. So that might happen on Saturday. Saturday's going to be big in two different directions, for the Republicans in South Carolina and for the Democrats in Nevada. We're heading to the mailroom. I'm walking. I'll meet you there.
It's about time. something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Chime in. You can jump on the digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. We're talking about, of course, a whole bunch of things and taking center stage as it should, since Saturday's really been the death of Scalia and the effects of it. Meaning, are we going to be have a Supreme Court with pretty much 4-4, 4-4, 4-4? Or are we going to have somebody else jump onto the court, which is, I think, very doubtful? Who does the president nominate? Interesting. And what kind of block will there be? I think there'll be a big one from the Senate Republicans. That seems natural, honestly, because we're in a campaign year. So there's not, you know, this, I'll reach across the aisle, forget it. It's about, this is a blood sport. You're on one side, I'm on the other side. It's a pretty big deal when you get to nominate someone for the Supreme Court when you're president, so that could fall into the lap of the next president. Would not be a shocker. I do not have to have a crystal ball to tell you that. I think most of you realize that's pretty much what we're looking at. Pretty much that's what we're going to see. All right, and in the spirit of including you in this show, as always, I'm overwhelmed by the amount of emails we receive. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, that's pretty much what I was thinking. So, let's go to our first one. This one is from Steven, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about the Apple iPhone and the couple in San Bernardino, those, I'm sorry, scumbags who killed all those innocent people and then were killed in a chase. They were terrorists. And the fact that they want to get into their phone because they think they can find the encrypted stuff in there. In other words, the messages, I think, is what you were saying, and just be able to go back and look at what was on the phone. And Apple is a little leery of doing that, but will. What does that mean? They create the key, and that can happen with other people. It is such a mixed kind of deal, isn't it, Kate? Because in a way, there's no question we need to know it was on that phone. It should be out there. It should be public knowledge, and it could certainly aid futuristic terrorists and aid our people in knowing the potential of this encrypting notes and whatnot. And there might be important information on there, but on the other hand, then there's a key that's created, and that is frightening. Well, yeah, that's that, again, liberty, privacy. Where is the line? Make the key. Can't it be like Mission Impossible? Make the key and it will self-destruct as soon as you use it. That's not going to happen, though. So, touche, good point. I agree. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. Yes, I absolutely want them to find out everything they can about that nefarious couple after how many lives they ripped apart, and anything that can be useful to capture anybody that would be doing the same thing, coming in, or connections to camps or other people. But we certainly don't want that to be commonplace, that then that becomes part of what happens when you go to court and they just break in. I mean, you know, they can already do that. They can follow your texts and get your texts and go back and look at phone records. But that's a little bit different than just cracking the whole thing open, let's say. All right, this one from Hedda. Don't make fun of my name. I know when people hear my name, I'm only 26, and sometimes they giggle and sometimes they say, that's pretty cool. I have to tell you, as somebody who's a millennial, I am not voting for Bernie Sanders, but I am intrigued with the Republican Party because I'm a Republican, and I can't decide what I really think I want to happen because in some ways, I like Donald Trump. In other ways, I think he is so wrong to run this country. But I'm not enamored by anyone. Does that make sense, Kate? What do you think? It makes sense from the point of view that you don't. There's not somebody that just totally grabs you. And I said this before, that when somebody runs and you're voting, is anyone 100%? Your ideology. Is there any candidate that, yeah, I like everything about them. I like everything about what they say, what they do, what they're preaching, what they've done in the past, what their track record is, or lack of a track record, or whatever it might be. Rare is the find of that perfect candidate. Let's put it that way. I think it's very rare. Here's the good news. If, you know, Hedda, first of all, your name is cool. I think it's fine. And I think it's funny you say that. But being 26 and being active and wanting to vote and paying attention, kudos. There you go. So I think what you do is you just start to listen to the issues and figure out, who do I think is the right choice? Where am I going? And she didn't say where she was from, or, you know, I'm thinking primaries or whatever. But there's no way to know that for sure. So I think you just read, decide, look at the ways they voted, if they were in Congress or not, look at other business decisions, listen to the words they're saying, and make that decision. I believe more people know when they go to the polling spots than
than you think. When you hear so much of a chunk of people are undecided and they could be swayed, boom, in that last second, I don't think it's as much as you think. I think it's less. I think that people are actually quick to make up their mind when they hear what's being said. Something just trips it off. That's what I believe. And here's one from Jonathan. Hi, Kate. I am listening to you in Sarasota, Florida. I love when all the people from Sarasota say that. We could have a huge party in Sarasota. So, Jonathan says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this story or not, but did you see the story about the L.A. hospital paying over $17,000 in ransom to hackers? Isn't that insane-o? I thought it was one of the craziest things that I've heard. I just happened to see it when I was flying the other day, and it was a story in one of the papers that I read. I did see that story, and what happened was the CEO of a L.A. hospital paid that money in bitcoins to hackers who used malware, is what they did, to disable the computer network. So it was at this Presbyterian hospital, under 500 beds, but, you know, they have all the beds are filled. And he said that he paid the ransom to the hackers because it was the fastest way for the hospital to get control of its digital data again. The malware locks the systems by encrypting the files and demanding ransom to get the decryption key. And it's the easiest way to restore the systems, as he said. They noticed problems with the computer on February 5th. And then full service of the system was restored. Isn't that insane? You're paying people bitcoins. They're holding you hostage. You run a hospital. I mean, ransomware attacks now are pretty common. But targeting a medical facility, I haven't heard of that. That would have shut down the hospital. I mean, that puts people at risk. That puts lives at risk. So I would think any health management system, they're looking at this and they are calling their IT people. They are doing everything that they can to make sure, to just completely make sure that they have the best detection that they could possibly have, detection on their system. But there's no way to 100% guarantee it. I can't believe it. Hey, yes, we'll pay you $17,000 in bitcoins because we have to get out of this. Frightening, isn't it? It's frightening. Wow. All right, we're stepping aside. Thanks for listening, yo-yo.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.